Barack Obama's election victory has been celebrated around the world, but perhaps nowhere as much as in Kenya, where President Mwai Kibaki announced that Thursday will be a national holiday.
Because of his roots here in Kenya, as a country, we are full of pride for his success. I therefore wish to announce that tomorrow, Thursday the 6th of November, the year 2008, will be observed as a public holiday to enable all Kenyans to celebrate this historic achievement for President-elect Obama.
In the village of Kogelo, in western Kenya, where Mr. Obama's grandmother and other relatives live, crowds danced in celebration as the news of the Obama victory was announced shortly after dawn. Mr. Obama's uncle, Said Obama, spoke to VOA from the village.
People are so happy, so excited, people are dancing, people are in a festive mood. And we are also slaughtering cows, goats, sheep. I mean, people are going to feast, literally, to celebrate Barack win.
In the nearby city of Kisumu, that is dominated by the Luo group to which Obama's family and Kenyan Prime Minister Raila Odinga belong, Obama mania is at its most intense. The celebrations spilled out into the streets. There is also a large Luo community in Nairobi's biggest slum, Kibera, and there too, raucous festivities greeted the news of Obama's win. But in Nairobi, Kenyans from different backgrounds packed into the city's bars and restaurants to watch Obama's speech. Stephen Dunga, whose family is from the country's eastern province, watched the speech in the downtown restaurant where he works.
I've been watching the CNN since morning. Each community supports Obama. They are praying for him to win. I think the celebration is countrywide, not from one province or the other.
At the American ambassador's residence, students, officials, and members of civil society, both Kenyan and American, cheered the results. And Jerry Kababeri is director of Kenya's Center for Multi-Party Politics.
This is a big lesson. We had our own problems in January, February, after we messed up with our own electoral process and messed up with our own tallying and counting process of the elections. So this is a big lesson that you don't have to steal votes. You don't have to discriminate against other communities, because we did discriminate against other communities. So what is more important is for the leadership that is going to provide that particular country what that particular country needs. And in this case, for America, it's change they can believe in. And for Kenya, we better actually start believing in some change in our leadership style.
Back on the streets of Nairobi, music shops throughout the city are playing Jamaican reggae star Coco T's hit song celebrating Mr. Obama. A shopkeeper says it is the hottest selling CD in town. Bernard has just walked in to purchase the disc after hearing it playing in the street.
Yeah, I think Kenyan people have got a lot to learn from the American election. It has shown true democracy. It doesn't matter how you look like. It doesn't matter where you come from. It's about what policies you have for the people. So I think in Kenya also, next time when we make decision about our leaders, we will know what to look after in the leaders.
The election results arrived early Wednesday, catching many people as they headed to work. But with a holiday declared for Thursday, the celebrations could be even stronger. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.